In this lecture, we are going to look at changes in profit-sharing ratios in a partnership and the effect it has on the allocation of profits within that accounting period. Now remember, our basic principles still apply for the partnership. First of all, we must adjust the accounting profit for tax purposes to arrive at an adjusted profit. We must then allocate the taxable profit between the partners and the profit-sharing ratios in that accounting period. Once we have done that, we then treat the partners as individuals who pay their own tax through their self-assessment returns. If we keep to these basic principles, we should have no problem whatsoever with changes in profit-sharing ratios. So adjust, allocate, and then deal with the individuals, and we should be perfectly able to cope with changes in profit-sharing ratios. Partners may change their profit allocation ratios partway through an accounting period. There may be an internal agreement whereby the partners feel that the profit allocations need to be adjusted to reflect the current performances of the partners, for instance. For tax purposes, the only effect that a change in ratios has is on the allocation step, that is, step 2. In step 2, when we are allocating profits, we now need to split the accounting period around the change, or changes, if there are more than one. We then deal with these periods separately, and we use the ratios applying for that particular period to determine the profits to be allocated to each partner. The combined profit from those split periods will give us the allocation for the whole of the accounting period.
For example, assume a partnership has an accounting period to the 31st of December 2010. The partners initially share profits 60-40, but on the 1st of July 2010, they decide to change their ratio to 50-50. We therefore have a change in profit-sharing ratio within the accounting period. For allocation purposes, we simply split the accounting period into two periods, pre-change and post-change. For the 6 months to the 30th of June 2010, the profits will be allocated 60-40. So 6/12 of the profits are allocated 60-40. Post-change, that is the 1st of July 2010 to the 31st of December 2010, there are 6 months of profit. So 6/12 of the accounting period profits will be allocated 50-50. To demonstrate this, we will go through an illustration. Anne, Bella and Helen are in partnership sharing profits 40-30-30. In the year to the 30th of September 2010, the adjusted profit is £180,000. There was a change in ratio in the year. On the 1st of July 2010, the partners agreed to change their profit sharing ratios to 35-25-40 with immediate effect. How do we then deal with the profit allocation for the year to the 30th of September 2010? Remember, we need to split the accounting period. The change in ratios occurred on the 1st of July 2010. So in the period up to that date, that is the 1st of October 2009 to the 30th of June 2010, we will be dealing with the old ratios. The adjusted profit for those 9 months was £135,000. That is 9/12 of £180,000. This is split in the ratio 40-30-30, which will give us £54,000 for Anne and £40,500 each for Bella and Helen. That deals with the old ratios up to the 30th of June 2010. On the 1st of July 2010, they changed their ratios. So for allocation purposes, we split the accounting period. So let us now deal with the post-change period.
The adjusted profit is £45,000, that is 3/12 of £180,000. The new ratios are 35-25-40, which gives us £15,750 for Anne, which is 35% of £45,000, £11,250 for Bella, which is 25% of £45,000, and £18,000 for Helen, which is 40% of £45,000. So the total profits for each partner for the whole accounting period is simply the allocations added together. So £69,750 for Anne, £51,750 for Bella, and £58,500 for Helen. So that is it. We have dealt with the allocation. We have simply split the accounting period around the change and dealt with the two periods separately. Once we have dealt with the allocation, we then go to the individuals.
These partners are deemed to be self-employed traders, making profits for the year ended 30th of September 2010. They will be taxed on these profits under the current year basis in 2010-11 via their self-assessment returns.
There are one or two issues which we also need to be aware of when dealing with changes in ratios. Quite often, you will see terms like partners' salaries or interest on capital.
When these are given, they are normally annual figures. Therefore, if it says a partner is entitled to a salary of £5,000, that is £5,000 per annum. As we know from a previous session, that is not a true salary. It is just a prior allocation of profits to that particular partner.
When we are given salaries or interest on capital, we are not looking at a 12-month period. We must obviously pro rata those annual figures. Now, when I am dealing with changes in ratios, I will invariably be looking at periods which are less than 12 months. In the previous example, I had a 9-month period and a 3-month period making up the 12. If there were salaries, I would have to pro rata them so that I was only looking at a 9/12 salary for the first period and a 3/12 salary for the second period. Now, once again, if there are partners' salaries or interest on capital, these will only affect the allocation step. That is step 2.
To illustrate this principle, here we have Jack, Kevin and Louis, who are in partnership and have adjusted profits for the year to the 30th of April 2010 of £210,000. Up to the 31st of December 2009, the partners shared profits equally after charging a salary for Jack of £12,000 per annum. With effect from the 1st of January 2010, Jack's salary is to be reduced to £9,000 per annum, and Kevin is to receive interest on capital of £3,000 per annum. Residual profits are shared equally. Once again, follow normal procedures. We split the accounting period into pre-change and post-change periods. So, from the 1st of May 2009 to the 31st of December 2009, we use the old ratios. For that period, we have an adjusted profit of £140,000. That is 8/12 times £210,000. The salary for Jack was £12,000 for the year, but as we are only looking at an 8-month period, we take 8/12 of the salary, being £8,000. The residual profit to be allocated to the three partners is £132,000. They share profits equally, so that is £44,000 each to Jack, Kevin and Louis. The post-change period was the 1st of January 2010 to the 30th of April 2010. Adjusted profits are £70,000, being 4/12 of the annual profit. Jack's salary has been reduced to £9,000 per annum, which equates to £3,000 for this 4-month period. Kevin receives interest on capital of £3,000 per annum, which equates to £1,000 for this 4-month period. This leaves residual profit for allocation of £66,000. They share profits equally, therefore this is £22,000 for each partner. The total profit allocation for each partner for the year to the 30th of April 2010 is therefore £77,000 to Jack, £67,000 to Kevin, and £66,000 to Louis. The allocation is now done. So the final step is to deal with the individual partners. The partners know their taxable profits for the year ended 30th of April 2010. Consequently, their self-assessment return for 2010-11 will include their allocated profits for the year to the 30th of April 2010 on the current year basis. So the allocation of profit in an accounting period when the ratios change should not really be a problem. All we do is split the accounting period around the change and deal with the split period separately for allocation purposes. This would work even if there had been two changes in the year. We would just need to have two splits to give three different allocations within the same year, but the same principles would apply. What I would like you to do now is to attempt an example. Here we have Sarah, Tim and Joe. They're in partnership and have adjusted profits for the year to the 31st of May 2010 of £300,000. Up to the 31st of October 2009, the partner's share profits 35, 30, 35 after charging a salary for Tim of £12,000 per annum. With effect from the 1st of November 2009, Joe is to receive a salary of £8,000 per annum and Tim's salary is reduced to £10,000 per annum. The profit sharing ratios are also amended to 40, 35, 25. What I would like you to do is calculate the profit allocated to each of the partners for the year to the 31st of May 2010. When you are satisfied with your answers, please press the Submit button. This question concerns a basic change in ratios. We split the accounting period up to the first change, i.e. for the period 1st of June 2009 to the 31st of October 2009. The adjusted profits for this 5-month period are £125,000. That is 5/12 of £300,000. We have a salary to account for, which amounts to £5,000 for this 5-month period, so 5/12 times £12,000. This salary is attributed to Tim. This leaves us with residual profits of £120,000. These are shared in the profit sharing ratios applicable to the 31st of October 2009, being 35, 30, 35. £42,000 is allocated to Sarah, that is 35% of £120,000. £36,000 is allocated to Tim, that is 30% of £120,000. £42,000 is allocated to Joe, which is 35% of £120,000. Now we must deal with the post-change period, i.e. the 1st of November 2009 to the 31st of May 2010.
The adjusted profits for this 7-month period are £175,000. We also have salaries to account for. Tim was entitled to a salary of £5,833, which is 7/12 of the reduced £10,000 salary. Joe is entitled to a salary of £4,667, which is 7/12 of his £8,000 salary allocation. This leaves us with residual profits of £164,500, which is split in the ratio of 40, 35, 25, which means Sarah receives £65,800, which is 40% of £164,500. Tim is allocated £57,575, which is 35% of £164,500. And Joe received an allocation of £41,125, which is 25% of the residual profit.
This gives us allocations for the year ended 31st of May 2010 of £107,800 to Sarah, £104,408 to Tim, and £87,792 to Joe. As you can see from that example, all we did was split the accounting period and deal with the split periods using the ratios applicable for that particular period. It is more of an accounting exercise than a tax exercise. Here is another example for you to attempt. Adam, Ben and Charles are in partnership. Their adjusted profits for the year to the 30th of November 2010 were £105,000. Their profit sharing ratios for the year to the 30th of November 2010 are as you can see on your screen. Note, there are two changes during the year. Charles is also credited with a salary of £5,000 from the 1st of September 2010. I would like you to calculate the profit allocation for the partners for the year to the 30th of November 2010. When you are satisfied with your answer, press the Submit button. In this example, even though there are two changes in the accounting period, we still adopt our basic principle, which is to split the accounting period around the changes. So the first period would be the 1st of December 2009 to the date of the first change, which is the 30th of April 2010. The adjusted profits for this period are £43,750, which is simply 5/12 of £105,000. The ratio for this period is 30, 44, 26, which means Adam is allocated £13,125, Ben is allocated £19,250, and Charles is allocated £11,375. The next period is the 1st of May 2010 to the 31st of August 2010. That is when the second change occurs. The adjusted profits would be £35,000 for this period. That is 4/12 times £105,000. The ratio for this particular period is 30-40-30, which gives us £10,500 to Adam, £14,000 to Ben, and £10,500 to Charles. The last period is the 1st of September 2010 to the 30th of November 2010.
The adjusted profits will be £26,250, which would be 3/12 times £105,000. We have a salary for this particular period, and we have been given an annual salary of £5,000. Therefore, Charles is allocated a salary of £1,250 for this 3-month period. The residual profit is £25,000, which is split in the ratio of 32-33-35. Consequently, Adam gets £8,000, Ben £8,250, and Charles £8,750. The correct allocations for the year are therefore £31,625 for Adam, £41,500 to Ben, and £31,875 to Charles. In that example, there were two changes in the accounting period of ratios, but that did not affect our basic principle. We split the accounting period and deal with each period separately for allocation purposes. That concludes the lecture on partnership changes in ratios.